Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate.
Life was as it once was with she. No, she will experience lifelessness for the first time because he had a bad day. A quarter to me, a fellow racist cop friend to please ask about his day at work. He'll say, another day doing what's right. To him, justice is controversial, so he warns them of the news and tells them what happened through his eyes that night. A man can only be this comfortable speaking of murder when he precisely knew their names will remain unheard of. Stop looking for validation and seek more routes to build our people's outlook on our current situation. They can't survive without us. Yet they continue to kill people that look like me and you because they think our lives are worthless. You are worthless, and the price tag placed on my life will be worthless when it comes to Judgment Day, and they gotta compare the crimes of the heart that were worthless. Maybe they think it hurts less. Killing a black man. Maybe they think less tears will shed finding out a little black boy or girl will never run on the playground again. Maybe they think it's less than ideal, but not too surreal, and she never gets to hold her kids again. I'm sick of this. Society keeps labeling murder as police brutality in the media. Every social platform I can think of, seeing my people killed, so my eyes keep bleeding. Ears won't stop ringing. I'm hearing the cries of the people they didn't get the chance to be. Our murders are swept up in a swift of philanthropy. Donating money to the projects, I guess that makes a man to be. A man to be seen in the eye of the public as a savior. Only from a distance gripping the necks of the people who lay unwavered, his spirit will be immortal. But the man who took his life speaks murder, and his wife looks at the hashtag, acting as if she's never heard of these incidents. If you simply question the morality of it, that's not enough to me. You're a part of the problem for not wanting to speak, so don't be uncomfortable when you've seen us bleed and did nothing to heed our pain. Another soul ripped away, another mind full of words they'll never get to say because their life was stripped and turned into the ashes that peacefully sway within the tides on the docks of America's Bay. On the stretcher, yet the limbs of a body that once was seem to shrink up. No more life flowing through them, and the family can't think of a reason beneath the tree sign and hate behind his murder. They wish they could say this was a concept they'd never heard of, but daily we unwillingly become martyrs unheard of. They say, why do they hate us like this? Why do they hate us like this? Maybe because our black skin brings gems to the earth, countless gifts. The first to inhabit it, but treat it as if we don't belong in it. Too tight. Their grip is too tight, but my people keep fighting. Too tight. Their grip is tight, but my people will survive this and thrive in a way that demands ignorance to stop being labeled as bliss. We don't need your validation. Watch us climb our way to the top of our own nation.
favorite button. Thank you. Thank you. Western lands is by definition the most dangerous road in the world, for it is a journey beyond death, beyond the basic God standard of fear and danger. It is the most heavily guarded road in the world, for it gives access to the gift that supersedes all other gifts, immortality. To the western lands is devious, unpredictable. Today's easy passage may be tomorrow's death trap. The obvious road is almost always a fool's road. And beware the middle roads, the roads of moderation, common sense, and careful planning. However, there is a time for planning, moderation, and common sense. You reckon he'll A dangerous road, every pitfall, every error, every snare to which every man has been liable since the beginning, you are sure to meet on the road to the western land. To reach the western lands is to achieve freedom from fear. Do you free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity? Your body is a boat to lay aside when you reach the far shore, or sell it if you can find a fool. It's full of holes. It's full of holes. I want to reach the western lands, right in front of you across the bubbling brook. It's a frozen sewer. It's known as the Doohan, remember? All the filth and horror, fear, hate, disease, and death of human history flows between you and the western lands.
What gives access to the gift that supersedes all other gifts? Immortality.
How long does it take a man to learn that he does not cannot want what he wants? You have to be in hell to see heaven. Glimpses from the land of the dead. flashes of serene, timeless joy. A joy as old as suffering and despair.
Reach Western lands to achieve freedom.
And beware the middle.
You free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity.
However,
your body is a hope. I decide to reach or show it. Or sell it if you can find a fool. It's full of holes.
A dangerous road. Every pitfall, every error.
I want to reach the western
to
land.
Every man has been liable since the beginning. You are sure to
known
meet
as the duet, remember? All the filth and horror, fear, hate, disease, and death of human history flows between
to
you.
To reach the western lands is to achieve freedom from fear. You free yourself from fear by cowering in your physical body for eternity.
How long does it take a man?
Your body is a pope.
Does not,
aside,
cannot, want,
sure.
What you want.
Or silly, you can find.
Have to be in hell.
It's full of holes.
Glimpses
of holes.
From the land of the dead. Flashes of serene, timeless joy. A joy of old.
I want to reach the western lands. Right in front of you across the bubbling brook. Known as the Duet, remember. All the filth and horror, fear, hate, disease, and death of human history. Between you and the western land. How long does it take a man to learn that he does not, cannot want what he wants? You have to be in hell to see him. Glimpses from the land of the dead. Flashes of serene, timeless joy. A joy as old as suffering and despair.
That was William S. Burroughs collaborating with Material on a track called The Road to the Western Lands. Before that, we heard Mouse on Mars 1001 from their album Instrumentals. We also heard J.J. Doom, Viberian Sun Part 2, and Ross G. and the African Space Program, a track called Water Broken from the album Stargate Music. Before that, music by Gerald Cleaver, from the album Griot, and an excerpt of a live performance by Da Kim at the Boiler Room. And we started the whole show off with speaker music, America's Bay from the album Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. Up next, here on Disco 3000, week three of what I guess will be a four-week series featuring long-form works in their entirety on the program. Last couple of weeks have sort of leaned towards the modern orchestral world with composers like Julian Eastman and John Luther Adams. This week, something a little different, electronic music from an artist named Transfonico based in Sao Paulo, Brazil. One of the many beautiful, talented people I met when I took this show to Brazil back last year. And I'm thrilled to get to premiere this new work of his, just recorded. I don't believe it's been released yet. I think this is a world premiere, the title of which I'm no doubt going to butcher. This is Imagine o Encanto dessa Besta by Transfonico.